And I got all grandsons except one granddaughter. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, your husband came from Amherst County. How did you meet him?
Down at Miss Maggie's house down here. One of the old houses down here. I met him down there at a birthday party. I never will forget it. It's been years and years ago.
At a birthday?
At a birthday.
Well, how old were you?
About 12. So when we got married, I was 24. So I ain't nobody baby.
Well, that's good that you didn't go off and get married when you were an infant.
Well, yeah.
You had a good time first.
Well, he would come to see me. He'd come up there to see me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and his people are very nice people too from down in the Amherst County.
And he lived on a farm down there?
Yes, they did have a farm.
But he decided he'd live here.
Yeah, he had been, well, since the lot was given to him, I was given to us. So we might as well go by my father. And so we might as well build it. So we built this little raggedy house. Been in it all the time, ever since that.
Well, now, your father, your own father,
mm-hmm.
Where was he? He also was from here, Charles.
I think he was, as far as I know. He worked out as well as having a garden over there. Yeah, he worked and had a garden. But he went up to Pennsylvania for a while. So that was all about. So we all did pretty good considering. Yeah, them houses down there were something. They were right down in a, well, they were nice houses. The old slaughterhouse and what did I say?
The Ward House.
And Mr. Gordon's house.
Garden.
Oh, my Gordon's house.
It was right there too?
No, here's next door to the Wren house here. The Wren house is the next house to that house. And it's a Japanese girl live there now. And she's just as sweet as she can be. She really is. She's better than many neighbors that have been here for 100 years. Now that's the truth. She's really a very nice person.
She lives in
the Wren's house. Mm-hmm.
There's one house across here that has the funniest little neet garden with these little birds outside. I wanted to take a picture of it and write an article on Christmas. I've never seen so much decoration on it. Is that right? You know, I don't go up in that area much. I stay right here and do what I have to do, and I have enough to keep me going. Well, then where do y'all do your shopping from this neighborhood?
I go to the IGA sometimes, and then I go to across the street. I call it across the street, but it's downtown. What is that? King.
Yeah, King.
That
was
on Sherry Avenue?
No.
No, that's down opposite of the Lane Hospital.
That's IGA food
King. Oh, well, I get them all confused. The one straight down, going across the street from the light.
Food camp.
That's where I go most. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, the food is nothing like it used to be. Nothing. Tastes like. Of course, it could be my taste buds.
No, I don't think.
But a whole lot of food just don't taste like it used to taste. Now, that's true.
But you know, today they have that city market. Across from where I live right downtown.
Oh, really?
And the city market is an empty lot across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the fresh vegetables, they were beautiful.
I bet they were.
You should come down there.
Oh, Lord,
but
I
don't need anything.
No, because I got tomatoes and I got plenty more than I need sometimes.
Do you can things like this?
I do. I can everything I can. And of course, here lately, since I've been a little on the lazy side, I freeze and things, which is much easier.
Yeah,
eating tomatoes.
Oh, and how do you freeze tomatoes?
Well, you know, if you got a nice little batch of tomatoes and put them in little plastic things and put them in the freezer, and they last forever, and they are wonderful.
You just put them fresh in the freezer
and
you
cook them. Don't cook them.
I swear.
I don't cook anything anymore to freeze. I just take them and wash them and put them in the plastic things and freeze.
See, that's amazing. Most people insist on boiling them just
to
I used to do that.
And it does a whole lot better for me, so if I don't have to deal with all that drinking these things. It don't
Just a touch of water is just enough.
That's washing. Mm-hmm. That's all I do. I wash them real good, and most times I just put them on a napa towel, one of those, and just drain them until they get dry and put them in a plastic bag. And I've got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff in that freezer from last year. And I'll put a few more, but I've been giving away beans. I gave away a bushel and a half of beans this week. The girls come and get them, and they enjoy picking them. And most of them, I have a field full of them this morning, but I think we done both shot most of them out there, I think. But we got another batch coming on right there, right in this year. So I hope batch of beans coming up right there. I expect I got corn out there. I wouldn't be surprised.
There's some nice corn for
us. I wouldn't be at all surprised that I don't have corn. I may have corn for tomorrow.
Well, now, I'm trying to envision life growing up around here. Were there any black families that were considered either real rich or real important in your life as far as?
Not really. We all just got along very well. One thing about me, I've always got along with people, you know, even if they were, regardless of the color or what, I've always got along with people. And some of our people makes me kind of angry with them by their behavior, but still, the only thing you do is mind your own business.
That's right.
And you don't have no problems. I've learned that a long time ago. And you mind your own business, leave the other people's business alone. And you do all right for yourself. And you get along with everybody. That's the only reason E.G. Hall and I get along.
E.G.O. Okay. Well, now, has he been the preacher there a long time?
26 years.
Is he from around here or did he come in?
He came from, I didn't Mr. Hall come from. Yeah, I did E.G. Oh, I know Gum Springs. Down in that area.
Yeah, down in that area.
That's where they came.
Well, now, Amherst County doesn't have any towns much, does it? I mean, your husband is just from the country.
Just from the country.
And a farm life.
And a farm life. Yeah, that little farm boy.
Well, are his people, other members of his family still down there?
Well, no. His mother and father, of course, did. And he got a brother live not too far from where the home place is. As a matter of fact, one of the brothers-in-law came to see me from down in that area last week. And his two daughters from Baltimore. The girls from Baltimore.
Yeah.
So they came to see me that last Wednesday. And I was thinking about them. I don't know why I had my mind on that boy. And bless my soul, here they come. And I said, well, I enjoyed them very much. I really did. And his sister, she lives in Lynchburg now. And his niece lives in Lynchburg. Another niece lives in Lynchburg. All of them from down in that area.
Now Lynchburg's where you go, I think. You move to town from around Lynchburg.
Yeah, that's where the most of them live.
Charlottesville's a pretty nice place for all these generations to grow up.
It really is. It has been a very nice place. Yeah, very nice indeed.
To live in the same neighborhood your whole life?
Yeah, my whole life, that's right. And I get along with, as I said, with all of them. Even though these new people, I just look at them. You hear what I say? I just look at them. Well, I ain't messing with them. Because I said, I don't know nothing about them, and I just don't bother them.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's strange, but we got, and we, out here on the hill, what is the name of that? Do you know the name of that place where the deaf and blind?
Oh, down the street there. Down there,
blind place down on the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, I've watched
it. They are some strange people. Now, they are, but I don't bother them. If they look at me and they bow their head and I bow my head, and that's
it. They walk back and forth to get
the money? Oh, yes. They will walk up and down the street most of the time. Now, of course, this is funny and completely out of the question. With you, the dialect, you ain't taping all this for me.
I don't think that.
You will have fallen out night before last. I've heard all this noise. Because my window's right there where I can hear everything. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, two of these strange men were walking on up the street making more noise than anything you ever heard. I said, God have mercy, what in the world? I got up and peeped up, and they were just going up the road just having themselves a good time. And I just fall like in the door. I got in the door and I just fell to the ground and saw that person. They just on sight. 4 o'clock in the morning.
They from down there?
From down there. And went on back going on home. And I thought I would track up. I said, Lord have mercy. Now see, I had no business up nowhere. I up nose it. See what's going on.
Well, you know that they call it Garrett Square, that housing project.
Yeah.
Now, you remember that neighborhood before they put all that stuff up, huh?
Garrett Square?
Where they have those modern apartments.
Yeah, no, I know where they are.
Mm-hmm. But did you know people that lived there before
now,
all that was?
I'm trying to think of what this old gentleman named. And I know him just as well as I do myself. He had one of his houses right almost directly at the corner of where Garrett Square ends. And I told you my memory is bad, but I remember just as well as everything in the world that this old gentleman used to have his house right there before. Just as you enter Garrett Square, he had a house there.
Wait, Gleason?
No, it wasn't Gleason. Oh, Lord, this was a black fellow.
Where's the graveyard that your daddy's in?
He's down there.
Right down here, this is where we walk through it all the time.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah, right down there.
This neighborhood has everything you need. It has the church, the grocery,
graveyard, that's
houses,
right.
The
yeah, and then plenty of unusual people.
And then it used to have that school. Well, I guess it's still there.
Yeah, yeah. We have plenty of unusual people around here, that's for sure.
But that's new. We have unusual people.
Yeah,
you're talking about new people that moved in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people that are here, I don't know them at all. It's really strange, but I don't know them.
This road, how long has this road been paved?
It's been paved a right good little while. It's been paved a right good little while. I can't exactly say how long, but it's been a good little while.
But y'all weren't worried about it not being paved,
no, we didn't bother.
I know. I bet Eugene's driving me crazy. He wants them to widen this road. Well, that'll take away everybody's front yard.
Why no, cameras, please don't let me get started on Eugene.
No, I don't think we can.
I think I better not. Because if I tell you about Eugene, you did, and I just have terrible time.
Well, we can't widen the road, then you would have your garden or your front porch. There's no need to widen the road.
No,
actually, it seems quite quiet. That's not quiet.
Mm-hmm. But, I prefer not to talk about
you
Eugene.
Won't worry about that.
So Eugene and I get along awful.
Oh my God.
We get along terrible. We get along terrible. And I could tell Eugene, I just don't want to get started on Eugene. So Eugene and I get along as awful. And his mother and I came along together, I mean, to the point, his mother used to usher with me years ago. And she was the sweetest old lady in the world. She was just the sweetest old lady. She had two sons too, Eugene and Al. And her husband was named Mr. Peachy. He was a digger of a aircraft too, years ago. And of course, Miss Secker used to usher with me. She was a little bit older than I.
Maybe that was Seppi?
Seppi Williams.
Maybe, I won't know.
Yes, Seppi was his mother's name.
Seppi?
Miss Seppi?
Seppi,
S-E-P-P-I. Miss Seppi. And she was a lovely person. Far different than him. I'm going to smack him one day when I get to him.
But anyway. But she lived on Dice Street?
Dice Street. Mm-hmm. And she lived right by a cousin of mine. Her name was Mary Goodloe years ago.
Mary what?
Goodloe. They lived right there together. They are always a good friend. They were the best of friends.
Was she still alive, Mary Goodloe? Well, now, the church, y'all were pretty active at the church. I mean, it was a place where you did a lot of things.
In our church,
so.
Well,
is that the same church, Ebenezer?
Well, I ushered been there. I've been ushering there for 53 years. So
same place.
That's the same place. For 53 years, I've been ushering. I said.
Was it
there
when I went?
Yeah. Was it, was that one from?
Well, this was a special concert.
It was even an evening. Oh, and that's right. Yeah, that's
right. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
One
from
First Baptist.
Yeah, I've been there.
Maybe about a year ago.
Well, now, do y'all
have that Wednesday
night prayer meeting? Yeah, we still go there.
I still go there once in a while.
And you go to the
Sunday morning? Do you have Sunday evening too?
No, we have Sunday morning. They've been trying to get that Sunday evening business going, but it's sort of hard to look like to get off the ground.
We always, where I was from, there wasn't anything else to do, so we have Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and the Wednesday.
Well, we used to have the Sunday afternoon one too. Yeah, that's been years ago. But most of these people, they do good to get that Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's right. Since you've got the doors and everything up on
Sunday. But really, it's very nice. So I like. I've been going to church there, and I have a certain seat that I've been sitting in there for 63 years.
Same seat.
And everybody gets around and move away when they see me coming.
Well, now tell me, did y'all take vacations with your boys, or did you just sort of stick around Charlottesville?
No, I've never been on a vacation in my life.
I love that.
Now, how about that?
Oh, that's so
funny. It's a funny thing. Let me go turn this stuff down. I had everything burned up.
And I'll check with
I can't stay in the street long enough for the Lord to find it all. Then the King Dominion is there for that. It's the little children.
Well, now, do you enjoy the TV?
Yes, I do. But although it's going to laugh again, I've never been used to this type of thing. You know, we just put on TV and go and do everything. You have to use it to have pictures on by that thing there. It makes it very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does.
It makes it very nice. But I had to get used to that. That's something I ain't never been used to. All these different kind of food things. And you knew you were dialing. Certain little lady decided, that TV y'all got just don't seem to work right, so she gave us the money for the violin.
Oh,
So he went down there and bought it. And then she took her van and found it. You know, she was just so this is down here, she wants to go. So she had a long, long day.
But she bought you the TV?
Oh, yeah. She bought it. She wanted something that she didn't have to have rolling around all the time. And yet, when she sit there to look at it, she thought, oh, she'll think, oh, she thought, she's fine, she... This cute bag is one of them. He would buy some. I'm trying to sell her. Y'all want to sell her? Y'all want to buy some? Y'all want to buy some of used material?
Well, when did your father come?
Let me see. I don't want to be out there. Well, he used to take me to school over to Jefferson.
Huh.
He used to carry me over there to school.
And a car?
No, we walked.
He walked
you
over there.
We walked way over. You have lost some of my acting. Why don't I park some cars? Yeah, he would walk me over.
Well, thank goodness you don't have to go out to 29 North to see all the stuff out there.
Oh, so send them for 29 North and 29 North. That's a hell of a thing. Everything is big difference. I have never. I used to drive the bus, you know, and I don't have that much. I have never the bus now since my husband got his permit back. But I'm very proud that he finally got it back.
His permit what?
His permit had dollars from there.
Oh, okay.
Because I talk sometimes too much. But young people like me, when you know something, you can't help it. And he used to drink very much one time. And he got all heated up one time, my police car. And he lost his permit for 5 years. And when he got his permit back, he learned how to keep that damn stuff out of his mouth.
Good. Wow.
So that means a whole lot. So it means a lot to me because I'm too dumb to drive myself. And it makes me so mad that I didn't learn until I don't know what to do. I don't know why in the world I didn't learn to drive. You know, it affects me. I get mad at my own self. Now, when you get mad at yourself, you can't have to say anything about it because you did it your own self and you didn't have to do it. And I could have learned.
So y'all had to go 5 years, is that right?
Yeah, I got on the bus and went where I wanted to go. Thank the Lord for the long bus. Finally got out here. That bus, it took a long time for me to get that bus over here, but they finally got the bus running all the way, runs right to the door, and runs out here and comes on back. That's been a long time now. It means a whole lot to have this bus over here. It really does. Lord knows, we certainly walked enough to go.
Well, probably kept you
out. Well, maybe it helped a whole lot, you know, I believe. Between the bus and different things, and of course some of the people on the bus make me so mad, used to make me so mad how different buses different things.
Well, thank you. Think your mama lived a long time? I'm trying to figure out. 99 is a long time.
I know it.
Do you think it runs in the family before?
Well, my grandmother, she lived to be an old lady.
She did?
Yes, she did.
She lived here?
Yeah.
Did she live in the house of y'all?
She lived there. Oh, okay. That's where my mom, my grandmother is, right over there.
In the same house as your mom?
Same house over there.
That's amazing. Now, that's four generations. They've got five generations. What was her last name?
Bert.
Grandma.
She was Bert.
Bert.
Molly Burton.
Molly Burton.
And she was a lovely old person. That was my grandma. She was a nice old person.
Did she grow up over here?
Mm-hmm. They all grew up over there.
Your family is one of the original people
said that, as I told you, the service is up on that corner, on that other corner there. They are the original of the Green Street. And everybody else is gone except them and the wood folks, of course, down the bottom too. All of them gone, but two girls.
Two wood folks that left them?
The two wood folk girls. Have to go They send her there or somewhere.
Oh, so you use the money for the old folks home, right?
For them, for their purpose. And hers is in the back. And I ought to get somebody else to look it over, because I'm telling you the truth, I don't know how long I'm going to be around. But I got a niece, and I guess I ought to get her to do things. But you know, young people are so strange. They are about the strangest things to do things that I ever seen, as I must see. And one of my nieces makes me so darn mad that I don't know what to do with her. She got good brain on her and would do things. But you just, I don't know. It's strange how people is.
Not too responsible anymore.
I mean, the young people just don't seem to care on things that they ought to care or do things they ought to do. But you just can't get yourself too upset over it. Say you drive yourself crazy.
But your children seem to care.
Mm-hmm.
I see your children seem to care.
My children are very unusual. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they got that from, but they may have got a little bit of it from me. I don't know.
That's
not true. You bring it in. One of them devils ain't been out here messing with me this morning. I guess they've been messing around long enough yesterday.
Well, so your grandmother lived through up here. How about her? Did her parents grow up there too, or?
I don't think I've
seen them.
I'm not sure. They were brown. I don't know how they came here.
Her family's brown. That's my husband's
last name. Is that
right? Yeah. Bobby Burton's people were brown.
Mm-hmm.
They got pretty cool
names. Old name John Brown.
John Brown.
Old man John Brown.
Most people can't even get back that far.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So he, you don't know how long he lived up there, where he came from?
No,
from the country? Well, this really felt like country when you were growing up,
didn't it? Yeah, it sure did.
Okay, still
was country. It was a love country. With all them darn hair of horses and cows, there were no but country.
Well, did y'all milk a cow and stuff like that up there?
No, honey, I ain't had nothing to do with them business. They got all the way up there cooking like food. I was trying to think of who that man was that had that thing. That was a white collar had the cow.
Through the back, apart. And he was, do you think he was rude to the people or just let his animals walk?
No, he just had him out there, I guess. Cause he wasn't nothing but fields out there, you know. Yeah.
And
he wasn't nothing but the end of the race, he wasn't nothing but fields out there. And that's where the cows and horses run.
Yeah.
He used to run the food out of me out there.
So when you were little, were there horses and carriages here, or just were people, mm-hmm. did they have horses pulling carriages, or is that gone?
No, Mr. Ward, he just had old horse and buggy.
Mr. Ward did?
Mr. Ward had a horse and buggy. So, as a matter of fact, her father had a buggy too.
Mrs. Swift?
Mrs. Slaughter.
Mrs. Slaughter. Oh,
it's
her father.
Her father.
So, Mr. Ward and Mr. Slaughter had horses.
Yeah, they had horses. They had
horses.
There's
no cars when you were little.
Well, they just had the horse and buggy. Mr. Ward just be the biggest mess with his horse.
He's been wild or something?
Uh-huh.
Was he wild driver?
No, he was fine. But uh-huh. sometimes one of the old horses used to get loose. And that horse would make me so mad that I didn't hurt myself. And anyway, I'd leave his standard defense and wait for me. That's the way I felt like. It wasn't a horse fair. It was just an old house was there. Because they had a big house here. And it was an old slaughterhouse there. And the horse used to come, it was a fence there. And that horse used to come to the fence, I think, and meet me. To see where I was supposed to go already.
Yeah.
And I've had my time with them horses.
Well,
You don't have to worry about them anymore.
Thank God. I don't have to worry about them anymore. And the cows used to meet me out the back. I had had myself a ball.
Growing up.
You had a good time. With the cows and horses.
You did, after all. I thought you didn't like them.
Never did like them, did the same.
What grade did you start schooling? Did you start school when you were in first grade, or did you start in fourth grade?
Yeah, I went on to through high school.
And you started like in first grade?
First grade.
My mother started in fourth grade.
Is that right? When I started late in first grade, I went on to high school.
Wow. Always at Jefferson? Oh, they had a little elementary school in
Yeah, they had a little elementary school in the front, and then we went on up to the higher grades, so up that way, and they got the regular school building.
That was unusual to have a high school, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a little bit, but
some
they kind of had that little high school.
But then when you got out of high school, then what they there you were at, what did they expect you to have to do then?
I didn't do too much of nothing.
Did you have any friends that went to college or teachers?
I had one friend that went to this girl went up mall.
Rebecca, she was a teacher at Jefferson. She just turned a high school. Yes.
She's still around.
Yeah, she is. I was a teacher.
Yeah.
She was a teacher over there.
Oh, yeah.
Was she a teacher of yours?
Yeah. Yeah. Rebecca.
Beautiful. And Rosemary Byers?
Rosemary was one of my teachers, too. How is she doing? Did you hear?
Well, I know she voted last election, but she had to come with the rest
of it. Oh, yeah.
Well, now those are little twins over there.
They're my little devil.
Oh, my God.
That's the devil.
That's a good picture.
That is devil's all over the state.
Now, who's that on the left there? That old grown-up man.
Let's see, which one is that?
Can we get it?
My husband and I on that side. And then my three boys.
Oh, there you are in the picture. I didn't even
see you. Yeah. Don't look at the dust because it's there, I'm sure.
Oh, no. Well, we've got dust over
there. Yeah, that's John and I.
That's a nice picture.
Now, they're my three boys right behind us.
That's your cousin and
stuff. That's the male boy.
You're standing everything now.
That's the male boy.
Did you recently lose a lot of weight or something?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I have lost some, very much. Now, there's my three boys.
Those are your three boys?
They're my three boys. Yeah.
These are the twins?
This one, and this one are twins, and that one is the male carrier.
Oh, okay.
That's a good picture, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sure is.
Ain't the biggest mess you ever seen? Mm-hmm. Biggest mess you ever seen in your life.
Those are nice pictures of those twins. Now, those were your first kids, were the twins or the second?
The twins were the first. The big boy right there, Jamel, is the one right here. And then the twins, they're two. I got them all over the place. Them boys are all over this place, and then I got them right there. I got old dash of twins. I have that and the devil again.
These are grandchildren,
and
I can't.
Give them the grandchildren.
But no grandchildren are twins.
Yes.
Oh, you mean your grandchildren are twins?
Yeah, they're 11 years old.
That's one. Yeah, twins and grandchildren.
Yeah, them the little devils right there. They'll be 11 years on 23rd.
So every generation has twins then.
Mm-hmm. My granddaddy was a twin.
Oh. Oh, I've got to put that down.
Yeah, my granddaddy was a twin. All of those twins, Everybody's going crazy for twins around here.
That's fine, isn't it?
Isn't that funny?
Do you babysit those little twins, or?
No, they don't. Well, I used to.
Yeah.
Oh, they babysit me now.
Uh-huh. They're older.
I'd say 11 years old. That's the way I was grown.
That's pretty old.
Yes, indeed. They babysit me now.
This is Cornelia Swift. And Camille.
Camille is the mother, and Camille is the daughter, because we call her Tony.
Oh. Do they go to Ebenezer?
Mm-hmm. They surely do.
Well,
yes.
I bet you better go have to feed your mama lunch.
Don't worry about it. She'll get it in due time. That grandma is something else. She going to know now. Now, where in the world them girls come from? She wait till you go with him. Where them girls come from?
Really? Did she know where it comes?
I don't know. I don't tell her too much, but she too knows it. I don't tell her too many things. I let her see for herself. She's all right, though. She's fine. No, she ain't in no hurry. She ain't got nothing to do. Ain't gonna do nothing but go to sleep.
Nice that you're helping each other.
Well, I guess it is a good thing, you know.
But her sister's the one that had to go to the
other book. Uh-huh, she's just the one that day.
Was she married? Did she have a family?
Uh-uh, she was a single woman.
Oh, so that's why you had to take care of her.
Well, I just took care of her because I said, well, no need for to put her at home as long as I'm able to do.
Right.
And that's what I said then. And of course, I've had a few problems since then, but still I'm trying to survive.
Now, what does your husband think about you taking care of all these folks?
Well, I don't know whether he thinks about it too much, but I said, Lord, I know when his mother used to come down, I would do for her. And I figure, well, it ain't no more. Of course, he don't have nothing to do, but, you know, it's just a fact. Men have strange ideas, and I got sense enough to know that. And I have feelings sometimes about different things, but, you know, it's just one of those things. I say he got to live to get old enough himself one day if he lived that long. And times you just never know how things go with him. Men have some strange ideas about them, and I know that. And we've been married, ain't been married 46 years for nothing.
Good job.
We haven't been married 46 years for nothing. And I have been through a whole lot of things from one thing to another. And of course, and what makes it so cool is he makes me mad enough, and I tell him, well, you know, I haven't been here 46 years with you for nothing. We done been through a whole lot of things together, and we have.
Right.
And if we live long enough, we'll go through a few more. So, I said, that's the way it goes. It's not easy.
He was in the Army.
That's that little devil, one of them boys of mine. Jerry was in the Army. John was in the Navy. My husband was in the Navy there. Jerry
was in the
Army.
During what war?
Oh boy, he didn't go into action nowhere. He was just down here in where is it? Oh, it's just up on there.
That
been out in the street and I didn't know he's gone.
So he went off and had to be in the
Navy. Bainbridge, Maryland.
Bainbridge, Maryland, that's where it is.
You didn't go with him, huh?
No.
1944.
Mm-mm. No, honey. I told you I ain't been nowhere. They just, I didn't know that devil was in the street. He just now getting back home.
Your husband?
Mm-hmm. I think I seen that car come by through there. I seen a truck come through there just now. I thought
glad he was being made quiet.
I did too, because he was chatting with me on the phone.
But I thought he was being mighty quiet and deviled in the street. Now I don't really like that.
He's probably drafted, or did he join the Army?
Huh?
Was he drafted, or did he join the Navy, your husband?
He just joined the Navy, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all my children. My children been in John Williams. He was in the Army, and Jerry was in the Army.
All three or two of them?
Mm-hmm. Poor, he was in the Army. The youngest one.
They all three boys
right Yeah,
there.
They all in on. Yeah, that's a devil coming in here. I know what happened. You know what happened? He went downtown this morning and forgotten the coffee. And that's for when he went to get his job coffee. This is for what happened. There he is. That's the coffee man. He's the coffee man. He forgot the coffee. That was the cutest thing ever.
He had to go get it.
Yeah, he had to go get it. You know he was going to get the coffee. I know you did. I forgot all about you. It wasn't here. I said, I know you had not to be here.
Mr. Powell, the
you got to sleep him?
Gleason's, one for Becker, one for
Southern, what's that called?
Southern State. Yeah. One for Thomas, Small Engine Service.
Is that over in Roseville? You never did get it?
You have one. Got an order.
Oh. Well, yeah, your grocery killer won't work?
I can make it work, but I don't like to use it like that. It's hard on the belt. And those belts are hard to get. They have to order those. It's real strange. When you get old equipment, you have all kind of problems.
Just like you do.
It's like when you get old yourself.
Can we look at your garden before, when we walk out?